VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. New Zealanders observed the Muslim call to prayer Friday. They reflected on the moment 1 week ago when worshippers were killed at two mosques. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Thousands gathered in a park outside the Al-Noor Mosque for Friday prayers, a week after 50 people were killed there and at a second mosque. Imam Gamal Fuda says his mosque is once again a place of peace.
I look out and I see the love and compassion.
He adds that the victims' deaths have brought the country together.
Their blood has watered the seeds of hope.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also spoke of unity.
New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
I'm Tim McGuire.
North Korea abruptly withdrew its staff from a liaison office with South Korea on Friday, which is likely to put a damper on ties between the countries and further complicate global diplomacy on the North's nuclear program. AP correspondent Tong Hyung Kim reports.
According to South Korea's unification ministry, North Korean officials at the office said they have been instructed by quote-unquote higher-level authorities to withdraw from the liaison office, which is in the North Korean border town of Kaesong.
That's AP correspondent Tan Young Kim reporting. This comes 1 week after the North's vice foreign minister threatened to pull out of nuclear negotiations with the U.S., citing a lack of U.S. steps to match disarmament measures it took last year. Her warning followed a collapsed summit due to disputes over U.S.-led sanctions on the North. Two American service members and an Afghan partner were killed in a joint counter-Taliban operation in northern Afghanistan Friday. The insurgent group said the raid took place in a Taliban-held area around the capital city of the volatile Kunduz province. Officials with the NATO-led Operation Resolute Support confirmed the deaths. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Thursday the U.S. is recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, the Syrian territory it captured in 1967 and has controlled since then. Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria asked him if he made the announcement to help Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's reelection bid.
I wouldn't even know about that. I have no idea. I hear he's doing okay. I don't know if he's doing great right now, but I hear he's doing okay. But I would imagine the other side, whoever's against him, is also in favor of what I just did.
Mr. Trump's statement came while Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Jerusalem, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official ever to visit the contested Western Wall in the Holy City, accompanied by an Israeli leader. Syria has condemned his declaration, calling it irresponsible. A foreign ministry statement says Mr. Trump's comments confirm, quote, the blind bias of the United States to the Zionist entity. The National Airline of Indonesia has become the world's first to publicly confirm plans to cancel an order for an American-made Boeing jetliner that's been involved in two deadly crashes in the past 6 months. Garuda Indonesia said Friday it sent a letter to Boeing asking to cancel a multi-billion-dollar order for 49 737 MAX 8 jets. A spokesman said passengers in Indonesia have lost trust and no longer have confidence in the plane. A judge in San Francisco, California, will examine the Trump administration's rule of returning asylum seekers to Mexico this afternoon, although a ruling on whether to block the policy while a lawsuit moves forward isn't likely today. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The lawsuit by civil liberties groups claims the policy violates U.S. law by failing to adequately evaluate the dangers that migrants face in Mexico, while also depriving them of their right to apply for asylum by making it difficult or impossible to prepare their cases. The administration argues the policy is in response to a crisis at the southern border that has overwhelmed immigration officials' ability to detain migrants.
AP's Matt Small reporting. The European Union granted Britain a few more weeks to overcome its political deadlock and chart a smooth road out of the bloc or change its mind and seek a much longer delay. EU Council President Donald Tusk says the Brexit extension could have two possible deadlines if the UK Parliament comes to an agreement.
If the withdrawal agreement is passed by the House of Commons next week, the European Council agrees to an extension until the 22nd of May.
When Prime Minister Theresa May addressed EU leaders at the summit Thursday, many were frustrated that she would not reveal a plan B if her divorce deal was thrown out by Parliament again. Get all your day's news on voanews.com or in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Oh, yeah, they want all.